ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तमहिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः माय हम्बल् प्रणाम्स् टु एव्री वन् हियर् So, in this Vakyavritti, which is a somewhat advanced text, but Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji explains the same truth with different examples, different points of view, so that this knowledge we should not forget. We should not forget this knowledge after the class, but one should be able to abide in this knowledge constantly, and that's what Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji's goal is. And we had seen in the last week that he talked about that inert matter, this body which is changing, and the subject that is the knower, that consciousness, just as the iron ball appears to become red hot with the fire. But actually, there is no change. It is a temporary appearance. So same way this body is becomes conscious because of that. And then we had talked about the mind, you know, which the ideas come and go. So the sakshi that is aware of all my changes of the mind, that I am. And then also they had said that, you know, in waking dream and deep sleep, the one consciousness illumines. Right now we are awake, it is illumining. Then if we are taking a nap, dreaming, it will be illumining. And even in deep sleep at night, how? Because in the morning I wake up and say, Pragasvapsam iti prabodhasamaye. In Dakshinamurti Stotram, Bhagavan says that when I wake up, I know I slept well, so that knower is me. So today we'll start with shloka number 24. Aunty Mohini, Aunty, you have this?
Yes.
Okay. Putra vittadayo bhavaha.
Putravityadeyo bhavaha.
Yasya sheshataya priyaha.
Yasya sheshataya priyaha.
द्रष्टा सर्वप्रियतमः
द्रष्टा सर्वप्रियतमः.
सोऽहम् इत्यवधारय.
सोऽहम् इत्यवधारयः.
अगेन एंड अगेन भगवान शंकराचार्य विल से सोहम आई एम दैट. आई विल म्यूट मोहिनी आंटी. एवरीबडी कैन चैट टुगेदर. पुत्र वित्तादयो भावाः यस्य शेषतया प्रियाः द्रष्टा सर्वप्रियतमः सोऽहमित्यवधारय. सो So the masters say that this shloka number 24 is equal to all the previous 13 shlokas. That's how important this is. And it has ideas from the Upanishads, and it's a very, very powerful. So I might spend a little extra time with this one. So putra vitta adayaho, adayo. So putra means child, vitta means money, wealth. So how we have love for child, wealth, etc. That means all my possessions, bhavaha. You know, the appearance and disappearance of these things. And yasya sheshataya priyaha, for whom are these dear to me? The child, the wealth, my possessions, for whom is it dear to me? And who is that? It is the seer who is sarva priyatama. It is the most dear to me, the seer, the witness that I am. So this has some interesting concepts. So one is that, we say sat, chit and anand. So this shloka describes anand, the inner bliss, the joy experience within. And we find that when the circumstances are conducive, we love a thing. But then when it is not conducive, we don't love that. Doesn't give me joy anymore. Like the window is open in the summer, I'm getting cool breeze. It is very nice. But then in the winter where there is snow and very, very cold, you know, freezing, you don't want the window open. You say, close it, close it. I'm getting cold. So in all changes also, you know, what I liked in childhood, like a child loves a doll in childhood, in youth she loves her car, and then in older, then later on gets married, then loves her children. And so all the changes that the child goes through or the person goes through, the one who is aware of the changes is the one that is me. So what we think that the happiness is in the object. Say I like gulab jamun, right? So one gulab jamun makes me happy. Now if happiness was in the gulab jamun, it should make everyone happy equally. No, one person likes it a lot, other person has diabetes. He says, no, I can't have it. And if happiness was in gulab jamun, then one gulab jamun should give me joy, 10 gulab jamun should give me 10 times joy. But it doesn't. After second or third, you say, no, I don't want it. And same thing about food. You know, you go to somebody's house, the hostess is very, very nice. And so she gives you a beautiful tray full with food and you enjoy that. You say, ah, that was most delicious food. And you're completely full, you're very happy, and you turn your head and she has poured another, you know, chawal and dal, all that again. Say, I didn't want it, I'm too full. He said, no, you said you liked it. So the same thing when I'm hungry gives me joy. And so what we think the happiness was in the food, or like if we buy some jewelry or a car or some object, for a while it gives me happiness, and then we say, oh, this is old now, the car is old, I need to get rid of it, jewelry is old fashioned, a dress that gave me a lot of joy, we say, no, it's not, in fact. So joy is not in the objects, but when the desire is fulfilled, see, the mind gets agitated, right? Oh, I want this, I want this, I want BMW, I want this, I want this. And then after a lot of struggle, you get it. So your agitation of the mind becomes quiet because mind says, I don't want it now. But so we think the joy was in the object, but what it did was stop the disturbance of the mind. And when the mind is not disturbed, I experience the joy of the self. So that is the true joy. It's not in the object. Because objects keep on changing, the conditions keep on changing. And whatever gives me sorrow, I don't want anymore. Whatever gives me joy, I want more and more. But again, the joy is, what it is doing is just removing my desire, my agitation. I must have it. and that must have it. So we think that when I got it, so that's a very, very important point, that do not place importance in objects, because objects come and go. The true happiness is experienced within. And so then that way you do not give too much importance to things, people, situations, because they come and go. You know, one time somebody loves you very, very much. Ah, husband and wife, I love you forever and, you know, more than anything else. And after a few years, I can't live with you anymore, you know. So these situations change. Or, you know, or like you have a dog. Now, the dog is not very friendly. He's a hunting dog. He bites and he, but with you, he's fine. So you keep him. And nobody who, people who come to your house don't like him. And then you have a, get a new girlfriend and she comes and the dog jumps at her and she says, no, if you want to see me, get rid of the dog. So you say, no, no, he will get used to you. In 2 weeks, she says, forget it. It's me or the dog. So then you have to choose, right? So generally you will give up the dog. But suppose you get married to her, then it's not 2 weeks, one day. Dog has to go right now because the ruler of the house has changed now, the one who controls the house. So the dog that gave me a lot of joy eventually becomes a source of sorrow. And what happens is that we love the world conditionally. As long as the world is giving me joy, I love it. If the world is changes, doesn't give me joy, I hate it. And so, but I love myself unconditionally. See, that is the difference. I love myself unconditionally at all times. You cannot say I love myself in San Francisco, I don't love myself in Bakersfield. I love myself in youth, I don't love myself in old age. Even in old age, person wants to live, wants to keep himself going. And in grammar also, in English grammar, I is first person, not in Sanskrit. But in English grammar, I is called first person, I. Then you is the second person and he, she, it is the third person. So I is the first person because I love myself. There's a beautiful quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It says, Atma nastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. The Rishi, Yajnavalkya Rishiji, is telling to his wife Maitreyi that you love me because you love yourself. You know, so what kind of a thing you to tell your wife? And then he says also, I love you because I love myself. So that's a very rude statement, right? That I love you because I love myself. No, what it means is that whoever I love is giving me joy, and that joy is within. That is who I am. So it's not a selfish statement. It's not that, you know, I love myself, that's why I love you. What the masters interpret this statement as saying that if you want others to love you, be a source of joy for others. If you become a source of sorrow to others, then you won't get love. So that is the message of this statement, that people love themselves because because of that, they love other things. And if you are nice to others, if you are not selfish, if you mix gel with others, then people will love you. Vajgovindam, he says, Yavad vito parjan sakta tavad nich parivaro rakta pascha jivati jarjar dehe. Vartam kopi na prichhati gehe. It's very powerful, Shankaracharya ji's statement. Says, as long as you are able to earn money, you know, you are good, then people will love you. Oh, your children and everybody, you know, spouse, grandchildren. But once you have lost the ability to earn, you are retired and you are old and you cannot do anything. And then that old man, what do? They put him in one corner. You know, you sit here and we'll bring you food. And he says, you know, I want someone to come talk to me. No, I am so busy. I'll come and talk to you. Nobody has time, you know. And then another one, they say, Yavat pavano nivasati dehe, tavat prichati kushalam gehe, gatavati vayo deha paye, bharya vibhyati tasmin kaye. He says, as long as there is breath, you know, as long as the breath is in you, everybody loves you, your wife loves you, your children love you. But suppose now the breath is gone and you are just lying there, you know, you are dead. So the wife says, get this body out of here. It's no longer my husband or my this and that, who she used to say, I love you. And same thing, you know, a dead body, nobody wants to keep at home. So it's not that this is to get depressed, it is to get detached. Detachment, because people will love you for what they can get. And yeah, you should be useful, you should help others, but do not expect that I will get eternal joy from people, things, situations. As long as I can function, I function. If I can't, I just stay, sit in one corner. They don't want to talk to me. I chant the name of the Lord. I memorize bhajans so I can sing them to myself, or just listen, you know, you can ask them to play. So that is the idea. And another beautiful example is that when, you know, Modi ji first came to power, one of the first actions he did, he demonetized the currency. This was in 2014, 15. And, you know, people had 100, 500 rupee notes, 1,000 rupee note. Those were the big, and bag fulls of notes, you know, the black money in the cupboards, in the safe, everywhere. And they used to look at their money and be happy, you know, I have so much money, crores of rupees. And one fine day, one night, he said, all those are useless. So now this 500,000 rupee notes, I can't take it to the bank because they will ask me, where did you get so much money? And then all I look at it is feel sorry, you know. Oh, now that money is giving me sorrow because now they have come up with 2,000 rupees. So if you want current, and what it did was help India's economy, you know, because a lot of this black money was causing inflation. So that same money that used to give me joy now is giving me so much sorrow. In fact, they made it a crime that it's a crime to burn currency. You know, people used to go out and burn currency, and they made that a crime. If we catch you burning currency, we will, you know, question you. So the same item that I loved gives me sorrow. So I take care of myself first. So, like on the flight, now on the flight, when the plane is landing in the water, they say, you know, don't worry about your objects, your carry-on, even your passport, cell phone. Just get out and run out. You know, they say put on the life belt. So that means protect your life, not your objects. And even if there's oxygen fall, you know, currents, what do you call, pressure is low, they say wear the mask yourself and then help your child. So I guess they must have read Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the airlines, because they come up with these theories. So the thing is that who is the most dear to me, even child, Kamaya Putra Priyo Bhavanti, it says in Brihadaranyaka. As long as the child is giving me joy, I keep him. Once he starts giving me sorrow, then I say, okay, you know, you need to go out, you know. So whatever is giving me joy, that is the self, and that I love the most. That's why it says Priyatamaha, Drishta Sarva Priyatamaha, that the seer who is the most dear to me, that I am, Iti Avadharaya. Always remember that whatever I love for myself. Not again, we said not to be selfish, but the idea is that I should be a source of joy to others. And don't expect others to give me joy all the time. Find the joy within. Saroj Ben, you have this number 25. You can unmute.
Okay.
Para premaspadataya.
Prema sapatya
मानभुवम् अहम् सदा
मानभुवमं सदा
भूयासमिति यो दृष्टा
पूजा समति यो द्रष्टा
सोऽहमित्यवधारय.
सोऽहमित्यवतारय.
So now he's giving, you can mute and we'll all chant together. परप्रेमास्पदतया मानभुवम् अहं सदा भूयासमिति यो दृष्टा सोऽहमित्यवधारय. So I am, that I am. Who am I? परम प्रेमास्पदतया, बिकॉज आई लव माई सेल्फ, मानभुवम अहम सदा, मे आई नॉट नॉट बी एवर, मे आई एवर नॉट नॉट बी. सो इट सेज वाई टू नेगेटिव, नॉट नॉट बी. नॉट बी मीन्स मे आई नॉट बी. सो इट सेज नो, मे आई नॉट नॉट बी मीन्स मे आई एवर बी. दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट. टू नेगेटिव मीन्स वन पॉजिटिव. इस दैट मे आई नेवर बी एंड मे आई नेवर सीज टू बी, नेवर सीज टू बी. सो मे आई नेवर नॉट बी एंड मे आई नेवर सीज टू बी. दैट दृष्टा, द वन हु नोज दैट, इज द डियरेस्ट, एंड दैट आई एम अवधारय. सो अगेन दिस आइडिया, यू नो, बिकॉज एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू लिव फॉर एवर, राइट? इवन अ पर्सन, द what the biologists say, the self-preservation, you know, even a amoeba or a mosquito or a little ant crawling, if you try to go close, it runs away to say preserve its life. So for the preservation of life, I'm ready to sacrifice everything, and ready to sacrifice the gross for the subtle. So example I give is like, okay, you know, you love your fa your, you know, your house, your son, your children, but, or say your house or jewelry or whatever, but then you find that I am suffering for some reason, then what do? You give up the objects, you sell the gold or you sell the house for the mental, you know, for mental peace, for mental joy. Then the body and mental joy I give up for the intellect. So like a person who is say a freedom fighter, he's fighting for the benefit of his country, he's ready to give up his house, his children, his family, even his wealth, everything, to go into the forest and fight and, you know, all that. So for the mental joy, you give up physical. Then for the intellectual joy or the intellectual goal, you give up mind and body things. And the highest is for the spiritual goal. So that should be our goal, that for the spiritual progress, this person is ready to give up anything. You know, his physical comforts, you know, you used to go to the ashram and, you know, stay in the ashram and give up, you know, their family, their, you know, wealth, everything, and take on orange clothes. And after some time, they even leave the ashram and go just into the wilderness and just meditate. So why? Because they want to find that inner peace, inner joy. Then they say even the intellectual ideas should be given up on the spiritual path. If you want to progress spiritually, even the intellectual concepts are given up, because the intellect can become a prism. You know, I know this, and then you don't want to know anymore. I already heard it, I already know it. But to get out of the prison of the intellect, you have to go beyond the intellect to that one that is beyond. And the fact that I want to live forever, you don't need a class. You don't need someone, teacher, to come and tell you, you know, you're a 5-year-old now, you should. No, I know I have to take care of myself. So you don't need a class. You don't need anyone to tell you. It is inbuilt. And what is that that lives forever? I want to live forever. It is because I am Sat. I am that inner Sat, the inner existence. For that, I am ready to do anything. to preserve my life. So that's what they say. And they say that if you want to live happily, then you should be considerate of others, you know, wanting to live happily. So I am Sat, I am Anand. You know, I want to be happy, and others, you should make them happy. And if you say knowledge, that I know it, but if something I don't know and people take advantage of my ignorance, I don't like that. So same way, I should not take advantage of others' ignorance. So that is Sat, Chit, and Anand. And another example they gave, like you walk into a room and there is a class going on and there's like 50 people and only 20 chairs. So person who, you know, will quickly go and take the chair first, and others have to stand. Now the chair he loves, so he holds on to it. But then after the class is over, they tie you with that chair to your back and say, you love the chair so much, take it with you. And then you are walking with the chair. Then that chair becomes
burden.
A burden. So same way, everything that gives us anand can later on give us sorrow. And then like the child, you know, he or she goes to sleep at night with the toy. And then when she's sleeping, that doll just falls off the bed on the floor. She wakes up in the morning. Where's my doll? Where? So that gives her joy. So that is why, because she loves herself. So the witness who knows this, this my state of joy, my state of unhappiness, that witness I am, that drashta, that witness, so identify with the knower, not with the objects. You know, always identify that who is the knower of this. That's why, you know, Shankaracharya ji says, Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham. I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the senses, I'm not the organs of action. I am that consciousness, that Sat Chit Anand, that I am, and that is what you should focus on and meditate upon all times. Because you have 26. Yes, Sakshi Lakshano Bodha.
Yes, Sakshi Lakshano Bodha.
Tvam Padartha Sa Uchyate.
Tvam Padartha Sa Uchyate.
Sakshitvam Api Bodhatvam.
Sakshitvam Api Bodhatvam.
Avikaritya Atmanah.
Avikaritya Atmanah.
Yasakshi Lakshano Bodha Tvam Padartha Sa Uchyate Sakshitvamapi Bodhritvam Avikaritya Atmanah. So now Bhagwan is telling us, who is this Tvam? Remember we said Tat Tvam Asi, that thou art. So this book explains that. So in this and the next shloka, the Tvam Padartha will end. Who you are or who I am, that will end. And then after 28th, Bhagawan will start explaining Tat, that consciousness, that joy, that Lord. He will explain who is that. So again, Sakshi is the witness. It's not only the witness, but it's also the illumining presence. You know, that is the knowledge. So anything I know or I don't know, it is the intellect that is being illumined by that one consciousness, and that consciousness witnesses everything. Consciousness itself doesn't do anything. Nahi kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattva vid. Bhagwan says in the fifth chapter, I don't do anything. A wise person who is the knower of truth, pashyan shrinvan sprishan jigran. The body is working. The sense organs are working, my pranas are dealing with pranas, but I don't do anything. So always identify with that I, the true consciousness, and reduce our, and that's what we practice in meditation. And that is that one light that illumines all. I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about meditation. See, we sit for meditation in the morning. That's very good. You know, you sit for 20, 30 minutes, your mind becomes quiet, becomes peaceful. You experience that inner joy, and you wake up with a feeling of expansion. You know, oh, this whole I am, this whole world. And then we wake up, and then right away our eyes start seeing the objects, things. Mind starts feeling emotions. You know, yesterday she said this and he said that, and I got joy and sorrow. And intellect says, oh, yesterday I failed, I didn't succeed. So immediately the mind gets away from meditation and gets caught in the body, mind, intellect concepts. So the masters tell us that the state of consciousness expansion, you should carry with you at all times and remind yourself that of that state of awareness, state of joy, state of, you know, bliss. So that's why Gurudev, when somebody asked Gurudev, how long should I meditate? He told her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That means meditation should not be, okay, now I am meditating and now I am not meditating. I am in the world. This meditation idea that I am that consciousness, you know, we say Chidananda Rupah Shivoham. So that feeling of expansion, feeling of oneness, feeling of seeing that should be with you at all times. At all times. Slowly with practice, remind yourself again and again. This body I am not, mind I am not, intellect I am not, I am that consciousness, Chidananda Rupah, or whatever, you know, Brahma Tattvamasi, you know, Jati Niti in Vivek Chudamani. So many examples they have given. So in meditation, why do we feel quiet? Because the thoughts stop. See, when my thoughts become minimum and then for a short while come to stillness, then is when you experience that joy, experience that bliss. So that thoughtless consciousness I am. Consciousness has no thoughts. Consciousness has no thoughts. Consciousness illumines the mind and intellect in which thoughts arise. So even when an angry thought comes or a happy thought comes, sorrowful thought comes, watch it. Okay, angry thought has come, it will go. Happy thought has come, it will go. But I am the witness. That one has to constantly remember. Remind yourself again and again. And who am I? You know, that's the question people ask. So the like in Tattva Bodh and other places you must have read, I am the gross body, subtle body, causal body, reflection of consciousness, and consciousness. Gross body means this body I can perceive. Subtle body means the mind and intellect. Causal body is the vasanas, the desires. But none of them can function until consciousness reflects in the mind and mind and intellect. That is called chidabhasa or reflection of consciousness. But all of those can only, and that where the ego arises, the perceiver, feeler, and thinker, I, the ego arises because of reflection of consciousness. But none of those I am. I'm not the gross body, subtle body, causal body, and I'm not even this ego, this chidabhasa. Again, that fifth factor, consciousness, I am. So the other four are required to function in the world. Obviously, you need your body to eat and to walk, the mind to feel emotions, intellect to think, and the ego to function, but do not identify with any of those four. Otherwise, if I get some bad news, you say, oh, I am sad. And if I get some good news, I am happy. No, I am the witness of the mind that is sad or mind that is happy. I am the witness of this body which is healthy and a body which is unhealthy. See, body will sometime be healthy, sometime be unhealthy. You say, oh, I am so sick, I am hurting. No, you say, I am watching this body that is sick. Then automatically that illness will not affect you so much. You'll develop a little distance. So when any sorrow comes, any difficulties come, any problems come, any suffering comes, watch it. And say, yes, I'm not saying that if you get sick, you should not take care of the body. You get sick, you go to the doctor, take care of it. Or if something is giving me joy and something is sorrow, obviously you will, be more going. But do not get affected by changes in the body and changes in the mind, because that is what bothers us the most. That is what bothers us the most. Is this fluctuations. So always identify with the consciousness, which is avikari. It says here, avikari te atmanah. So that sakshi, which is bodha, and it is, which is the knower of all, it is the illuminator of all, and it is avikari. So I am that unchanging consciousness, the thoughtless consciousness, and I do not participate in changes in the body, mind, and intellect. I am not a participant. I am a witness. Just as a witness is brought to court and, he's asked to testify, did you see this man shoot this other man? He says, I did. But they say, are you related to either of those? No, I'm not related. I just happened to walk by when this thing happened. So same way, a witness is the one who is uninvolved, and only then he can be a true witness. If he says, oh, the one who was shot is my brother-in-law, then, you won't take his testimony, because then he will be favoring and against the what do you call it, the criminal. So a person who is not related to any of those, it can only be a true witness. So same way, a sakshi, when I say I am a sakshi witness, I am a consciousness, I am the illumining presence, and I am bodhatvam, and the knowledge, again, it is not knowledge of something. See, our idea of knowledge is I know English, I do not know Russian. So that it's not knowledge of, it is the consciousness which even illumines my knowledge of English and my ignorance of Russian. So that which illumines all the states of the mind, bodhatvam, that I am. And that's why we chant asangoham, asangoham. That's a very famous mantra. It's from the Upanishad, which says, I am unattached. I am unattached. Why? Because I am that Sakshi Chaitanya. So if you can chant, that's another very good mantra to meditate on. Asangoham, asangoham, punah punaha. That I am again and again, and that is a very beautiful mantra to chant. So this is number 26, which talks about tvam. So Shankaracharya ji says, tvam, that tvam we talk about, we don't talk about you as the consciousness, you as the male or female, you as man, woman, child, you as, no, we are, when we say tvam, that, and that tat, you and tvam, you are one. It is at the level of consciousness. As the body, mind, intellect, I can never be that all-pervading consciousness. Only in the om, in the essence, I am that. So that one has to, again, when I say I am Brahman, does not mean I, Anil, am Brahman, but the consciousness that is illumining my presence, that is Brahman and that I am. So always shift your attention to who is illumining, what is illumining. We'll do the last one today, where the tvam factor will go away, it will be done with. Hansaben, you have this one, number 27. देहेन्द्रियमनः प्राणः
देहेन्द्रियमनः प्राणः
अहं कृतिभ्यो विलक्षणः
कृतिभ्यो विलक्षणः
रोजिताशेषषड्भावः
रोजिताशेषत शेषषड्भावः
आरस्त्वं पदाभिधः
आरस्तं पदार्भितः
देहेन्द्रिय मनः प्राणः अहं कृतिभ्यो विलक्षणः प्रोजिताशेष षड्भावः विकारस्त्वं पदाभिदः. तो त्वं, नाउ ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हु इज दिस त्वं. देह इंद्रिय मन प्राणः अहम कृति. सो अगेन, बॉडी, देह, इंद्रिय, सेंसेस, मन, माइंड, प्राणा, माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट इज कॉल्ड मना हियर. प्राणा, द प्राणास, एंड अहम कृति, दी आई, द ईगो. सो बॉडी, सेंसेस, माइंड, इंटेलेक्ट, प्राणा, इवन द ईगो, फ्रॉम ऑल कृति ब्यो, दिस इज फिफ्थ केस, फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ इट इट इज विलक्षण, इट इज सेपरेट, इट इज नॉट कनेक्टेड विथ ईदर ऑफ दोज फाइव. एंड वॉट प्लस, इट इज एब्सोल्यूटली फ्री. प्रोजिता मीन्स वी हैव थ्रोन अवे. वॉट हैव वी थ्रोन अवे? शेष, कंप्लीटली दिस षड भाव विकार. सी द बॉडी अंडर गो षड विकार, विल टॉक अबाउट दैट. दैट इज त्वम, दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड त्वम. So we already covered, body, senses, mind, intellect, pranas, ego, none I am. But they only work when there is presence of consciousness. When consciousness is no longer functioning in the subtle body, no, not reflecting, then this person is considered dead and he has to leave. Talking about dead, so this one person was sitting in the park, very sad, not wearing good clothes. So this TV reporter comes and asks him, "Why are you sad?" So they say, "I had a lot of money," but they used to say, "You can't take it with you. When you die, you have to leave it all here. So just spend your money. You can't take it with you." So he says, "Yeah, I spent all my money, but I didn't die." He said, "I am still alive." So, but Indian will never do that. Indian will save money for seven generations, Sat. But so that is death, where you are not functioning, nothing is happening to you, and that is avikari, that is without change. But then, what are the Shad Bhavas? I think we have covered that before, but he has thrown them away. Shad Bhava is Jayate Asti Vardhate Parinamyate Apakshiyate Vinishvinashyati. All of us go through six changes. First, we are born. Okay, then we exist. Asti, then I am. The child comes to know. I am, they give him his name, you are this person, you are that. So he develops that idea that I am. So that is Jayate, then Asti. He's born, then he is. Then he grows, So that is the growth. So then he grows, Vardhate. And he grows taller, he becomes bigger, becomes a teenager, all that. Then Parinamyate, then he changes. See, a teenager will get, beard and mustache. Girl will go through her changes. So all those changes occur. Parinamyate. Then apakshiyate. Then after some time, it starts getting old and then gets weaker. I can't walk. My back hurts. My, hair is changing and my body is, I could do so much. Now I can't do. I could eat so many, six chapatis. Now even one chapati I cannot digest. So all those changes, and then ultimately vinashyati. Ultimately we die. So after these six changes, everybody has to go through. Not only humans, but even animals. They are born, they exist, they go through changes, old age and death. So that is inevitable for everyone. And that changing entity I am not. Prajnita means completely. Completely throw away. Completely throw away this idea that the Shad Bhava, these six changes are not happening to me. Even when they happen, these changes, I am the witness. And do not think I am getting old or I am suffering. No. body is getting old, but I am ever youthful consciousness. That's why Bhagwan Shri Krishna is always described as youthful, always, and lively and joyful and all. So identify with that consciousness that is ever joyful, ever blissful. And that's what they say, God, if you in the form is ever, ever peaceful, ever happy, ever. So that consciousness I am, and that alone I am, and I am changeless. In the midst of all these changes, I am that one alone. So this is Advaita, that I am the only reality. All this other is all an appearance, an illusion, which is changing. See, that which is changing, which is eternal, cannot be consciousness. That which is not eternal, which is constantly changing, which is going through all these modifications, or in the world also, we see there was a building which was very nice, beautiful, and then after 20, 30 years, 50 years, it gets old and they have to break it down. So that which is changing, that which is, I am not. I am not. So watch all these things happening to my body, to my mind, to my intellect. Somebody insults me, somebody praises me, criticizes me, loves me, does not love me. Everything, you know, be, otherwise what happens, we get so affected. You know, he loved me and then doesn't love me anymore, or she was. No, I am that consciousness. I love myself. I am eternal. I never die. I never perish. So then all these changes will not affect you. That is the purpose of this knowledge, that to identify with that changeless avikari Brahman, I am, and that, and I am not this body, mind, intellect, all these changes. So here we will end. The summary of this whole teaching is that anything that is changing, anything that is fluctuating, I am not. I am that Atma, which is the source of all joy, which is the source of all knowledge, which is the source of all joy, which is ever illumining, ever present. Sat ever exists. Chit means all knowing, and illumining my knowledge and Ananda. All bliss comes from that. We saw in the first shloka that which gives me joy is not the object. It is this Atma, this consciousness. So Tvam pada ends here. Tvam, you know, Tat, Tvam, Asi. So Tvam ends here. Next week, we will start Tat. What is that? Which will be about 7 or 8 shlokas. And then he will go to Asi. How I am, I can be that. So very, 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 it's beautiful text. It's a little repetitive, but as I said, we forget. You know, right now this knowledge is clear, but the knowledge should be always present in my understanding. And identify again and again with that and pay attention to what is it that is making me walk, making me talk, making me function. You can call it Bhagwan, you can call it Sri Krishna, Sri Ram, Mother Saraswati, or call it Brahman or consciousness, you know. The Brahman consciousness, which is the all-pervading, takes up these different forms. You know, Bhagwan Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, Mother Saraswati, all these forms are manifestations of that one Brahman. That's why we say God is not only form, but formless. So even in our meditation, in our study, the rishis try to take us from the form to the formless. So like from Lord Shiva, you see his form, you know, sitting in meditation. And then Shivaling represents the formless, all pervading. So that is the idea, that my form should take me to the formless. And again, I am not this form, this male, female, young, old, black, white, or tall, short, but I am that Atma. So always remind yourself that and live with that awareness. Never lose that identification. So that's where I'll end. We have about 10 minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, anything you want to add or which is not clear. So you have comment?
Yes, I have a question. You said earlier that we, being the self, being the closest to us, so we are joyful about that. Is
Anand, where Anand Swaroop, right?
that is the Anand Swaroop.
Right.
But that is the reason that external thing, including, say, my husband, my children, or the objects that make me happy.
Right.
How is that connection you made? I did not quite understand that.
So, like we said,
So
something.
the first criteria, sorry, first criteria is because I am the self and I'm that is closest to me, and that's what brings me happiness.
Right.
So that is first criteria, right? And then these other things bring me happiness because I am that joyful with myself.
Yeah, see, things, as we said, bring joy to the mind, bring pleasure. It's called pleasure to the mind. The mind
Right.
wants something, desires something, and will do anything to get it. I want it, want it, want it. And then when the person gets that object, the mind's agitation stops.
Right.
No, BMW, BMW, then he's not asking anymore because he got the BMW. He's not asking for that. But, and so he thinks the joy is in the car or in the jewelry or in that person or in that
Right.
object. But what happens is when the agitation of the mind drops, then I experience that joy of the self. But we give the credit to the object.
Oh, okay. That is a misunderstanding right
Give
there.
the credit. Like, I'm hungry, I get eat pizza or ice cream or something. It gives me joy, but that is pleasure because it is temporarily giving joy to me. And because why? Because the mind is not agitated anymore. I want pizza, pizza, pizza. And then you get a, huge pizza, you eat, as much to your heart's content. And we say, oh, the joy was in the pizza or in the ice cream. But the joy, when the agitations of the mind go away, then what you experience is the joy of the self,
Okay.
not of the object or the person. Person gives me joy. And then tomorrow he goes away and then gives me sorrow. But again, we give the credit to this person. What this person is doing, giving pleasure to my mind or sorrow to my mind. And then we don't like to deal with somebody who is giving me sorrow. Well, say one person gives me joy and one person always gives me sorrow. Whom will you deal with? You would rather deal with the person giving you joy.
Right.
Give credit to that person, but again, that person is just satisfying your agitation of the mind, and then that's why it's he tells Maitreya in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, you love me because you love yourself. No, I love myself the most. Again, myself means the self, not the body, because body one time gives me joy. Another time can give me sorrow. Mind can give me joy or sorrow. But all those things are temporary, what do you call, quietener of the mind. They quieten the mind for a short while. And then that joy I experience is of I, that consciousness.
But why would I not continue that behavior in that case? Because I'm continuously getting happy with that external thing.
Yeah, so you will continue, but then that external thing after a while will give you sorrow.
Okay.
The teenager who used to love a lot, then when he becomes gets married, his wife doesn't want to talk to me, doesn't want to bring the grandchildren. So now that same son who was giving me so much joy is now giving me sorrow. So objects will give joy and sorrow, but we give credit to the object. And so they say, just be a witness. Identify with the witness consciousness, and then you will always be in joy. Whether this person is there or not, Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita again and again, sama shatrau cha mitre cha tatha manap manayoho shitoshna sukha dukheshu sama sanga vivarjita. So wise person is the same in joy and sorrow, success and failure, heat and cold, even friends and enemies. Not that he has any enemies, but one who considers him friend and one who considers him enemy, he loves equally both. So that is the hallmark of an enlightened master, that he says, you cannot escape from my love. You know, Sunday we talked about, you say, I don't love you. He said, doesn't matter. I will keep loving you no matter how far away you go. You cannot escape from my love. That is the hallmark of an enlightened master who just loves all without any conditions. We love people based on condition, you know, conditionally. Because of this situation, I love you. Because of this situation, I don't. But if truly you know I am that consciousness, then that same consciousness is everywhere. Everyone is that.
That's true.
One of the shloka, Atma Upyena Sarvatra Samam Pashyati Yorjuna. We just did it on Sunday. Wise person sees the one same Atma everywhere. So then whether there is heat or cold, joy and sorrow, success and failure, Samasanga Vivarjita. He always remains balanced. Why? Because he's always connected with the self. You can call it Bhagwan. Like Ramakrishna Paramhans could see Mother Kali constantly, you know, and Tukaram, you know, could see Vithala at all times. So because that is consciousness, that is Bhagwan appearing in that form. So who connects with that is always in joy, always in bliss. But affected by, you know, these masters, people used to hate them, treat them so bad, but they say, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, others as you would have them do unto you. So all these sayings have the same meaning, that love others as you love yourself and treat others as you would want them to treat to you. So they see the oneness. Thing is one.
Okay, thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
No, I think read
so, so I in short, don't depend on those gulab jambu and rasgulla to bring happiness.
Right, right.
But temporary happiness I will take.
Happiness, yes. But if one gulab jamun makes you happy, don't think 10 will make me 10 times happy.
No, it does not. That I know. But one, two, yes.
Two, yes.
Thank you.
Again, that is satisfying your tongue. Because the tongue wants the taste of sweet.
Yeah, but tongue has connected to that mind, right?
That's the what mind wants. One wants to repeat. You know, last time I ate gulab jamun, I really
yes.
The mind wants to repeat. And so the mind has agitation, which temporarily gets quietened with one or two gulab jamuns.
But right.
Give credit to the gulab jamun.
But that joy that I have of the mind or of me, I'm just giving credit to the gulab jamun.
Yeah, because the gulab jamun reduces the agitation of my mind.
Right, right.
My mind becomes quiet, calm, then I'm happy. So I think, oh, gulab jamun. But happiness was my nature, is my nature. And when the mind is not agitated anymore, what I experience is bliss. See, there's difference between pleasure and bliss. Pleasure because of an object. Bliss is I am happy regardless whether I have the object or not. That's the difference. Pleasure is temporary. Bliss is permanent. Pleasure is conditional. Bliss is unconditional.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll settle for palak paneer. How about that?
Yeah. Same thing.
A healthier option.
Right. Healthier option.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll end here. And next week, Bhagwan will tell us who is that tat, that, you know, that consciousness, which we think Bhagwan, what is that? Very beautifully, Shankaracharya ji will explain to us. So, you know, contemplate upon this shloka, you know, read the Vakya Vritti book. I'm sure you all have it. And if you want, you can listen to this again, because this is a little bit difficult topic, even for me to kind of understand it. I had to read it a few times and I tried my best to make it as clear as I could. But I think if you listen to it again, it will make more sense. So definitely this you should listen to, especially number 24. Actually, all of these today are very, very good points to that self. But number 24 tells how I am Anand Swarupa. So, and some of the masters say 24 is equal to the previous 13 shlokas. So definitely listen to that and think about it. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
हरी
Hari Om. Thank you, everybody, so much.